T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm so glad we have you on Mondays, Bob. I really am. You're a nice man. You're fun to talk to. You're revered in Pittsburgh, and we can talk
even
golf.
Even though he tried to rip your heart out about golf today.
I didn't do that. All I was really trying to give you was, I thought, prudent advice. That's all. There are better ways to do what you're about to do.
I'm about to play 18 holes in the mud somewhere, but here's the thing. I'm not going to try for a score. I'm going to try for just to see how many holes I can
putt. Right, yeah. Work on your
shot. That's
how
you should do it.
Right.
But you can do that on an indoor,
it's different.
Climate-controlled,
it's different
beautiful
than
place.
An actual course. Right?
Of course, but it's just...
Of course, no pun intended, he said.
Okay, I'm...
Now, if I was...
Ron, you're going to have to tell me tomorrow what his mood is like when he comes in here.
He's always upbeat when he plays golf, as long as his body holds up.
Over there.
That's the other thing. He's rushed his injuries a little bit too much for me.
Do you remember that commercial, Fozzy?
I do.
Was that one of your favorite fan commercials?
I love that commercial.
I love that commercial. I love Granger for the ones who get it done. Do you like that one, Bob?
They hang with you a little bit. That's what they're supposed to.
And you got to do one. You got to do the dog one again, Joe. That's always a highlight.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be. You like that one, Bob?
I do.
And the best one ever was this one, Ron. This is Ron Trzynski of the original Mattress Factory. Remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Which one was your favorite, Bob?
I don't have a favorite. I
want to meet the guy who says, Granger, for the ones who get it done. I believe him. He reminds me of Herb Brooks, Ron.
And
he sounds like a Minnesota guy.
They've replaced the guy, too, that no cookie cutter portfolios here. Right?
Yes.
See,
I like
for those who
too.
Doubt the power of this medium, you can get those things out there and they stick with you for some reason. So,
well, maybe we should do an all-star contest, too.
My father used to do, when he was in the military, he was in charge of radio and stuff like that, and he did a commercial for a product they had called Stuffle Powder Foot Deodorant.
And Stuffle Powder?
Uh-huh.
He
Isn't
did
that
it
a
where?
Good name?
He
Isn't
did it where?
In the military.
Wow.
Yeah. Men, do the soldiers in your barracks sleep head to toe? They do. Then here's some relief for you. Stuffle Powder Foot Deodorant.
That's great.
Just simply sprinkle Stuffle between your Tootsie Wootsies nightly, and fragrant feet will be yours for the
You
direction.
Have that memorized.
Stuffle Powder feels so clean. Keep a box in your latrine. If your feet are all snafu'd, Stuffle Powder is a thing for you. A tickle, 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 do.
Wow.
Wow.
He remembered that. How long ago would
that
have been?
A long time ago.
You sure you didn't do that spot, Bob?
No, but I remember my father.
Did your dad have a deep voice like you?
Yep. Played the saxophone, but he had a deep voice, yep.
Wow. That's amazing. And that's clearly today's What's Cooking song coming back, right? Wow. All right. So a very strange weekend in sports. I watched literally maybe 2 minutes. I tuned in for, it looked like Sid was in a dunk.
He was.
What do you call that?
Dunk tape.
A dunk
tank.
Pool.
Tank.
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 Yeah. And then I tuned in and I see Myles Garrett get injured in
separated
going
through, a toe or something?
Yeah. Going through a stupid obstacle course, and then they're playing flag football. And all I could think of for the 45 seconds I watched flag football was boy, this is a great way for somebody to tear an ACL or get injured. That's all I thought about.
I agree with that.
Those dudes were going full speed for some of that. Did any of you three, watch any of this for longer than 2 minutes or any of it, period?
I watched zero. I did see the highlight with Sid and Ovi, and Ovi's kid was kind of cute. Ovi's kid's charging out there, and he scored a goal. Sid to Ovi to Ovi to his kid, a goal. I saw that on Twitter. I did not see one other minute. Didn't watch it for one other minute live.
I did. Ovechkin and Crosby were good together. Fun in the three-on-three, and they were really good on the three-on-three. But, again, there's no defense in that at all.
Poor goaltenders.
Yeah. So that was fine. The NFL, none of it really intrigues me anymore. What the NHL did with their skills competition when they had, you know, Matthew Tkachuk comes out in shorts like he's on the beach. You give Roberto Luongo a noodle as his goal stick and ask him to stop him with Brady Tkachuk sitting on a beach chair getting a suntan. I mean, they're trying too hard.
It's so,
you know,
bad.
Too hard.
It's
and then so you have bad. Mitch Marner coming out and dressed like Miami Vice. Why
and
are we doing
that? None of them are any fun.
Did you watch any of the football game? Were the Manning brothers good? Do they have them mic'd up?
I think they're overexposed right now.
I do too.
They're everywhere.
They're overexposed. And I like them too. But when you get to the point where you're overexposed, that becomes a problem.
Too much.
It was horrifying, both of these things. It was trying too hard
to make it fun.
You
know the ratings?
The ratings for Friday Night Football actually were not good. They were below an NBA game and below some other stuff that was happening that night. Now, the flag football game, I would imagine, had several million people viewing.
Well, look at first of all, why would you buy a ticket for that? I mean,
the place was packed.
Totally packed. I just don't understand it. And half the field was used, by the way.
And then with the hockey, too, the personalities are such that nobody wants to be, you know, or very few want to be, you know, the funny guy it's like the hockey culture. Nobody wants to set themselves apart from
others. There's that event like begs for a Scott Hartnell, right?
Yes.
I mean, somebody who would live it and he understood he was playing for the crowd and the camera.
Yeah.
Too few of those guys left.
So you have Emily Kaplan on behind the benches trying to get some humor out of these guys.
Right.
And nobody has
like
any humor.
This table.
And they're embarrassed to score a goal in the game, so even the 3-on-3 wasn't enjoyable at all. I saw 30 seconds of that, and it was like, are you having fun? You just scored a great goal. No, you don't want to showboat or do any. Get out of here with all of this.
Yeah.
So what do they do about all this?
I don't know. I don't know what they do. It's a corporate bonanza. They have to include it in a lot of what they do for their corporate clients.
They did sell out. I was reading about these declining NHL ratings. They said the good news here is that Disney sold all its advertising for the All-Star Weekend. That's why they do it, right?
They know somebody's watching.
But to your point earlier, 22% down is television.
What do we make
viewing.
Of that? What do we make of the NHL being that
first
far
of all,
down?
I never liked them going to ESPN because I knew this would happen, that you'd never see a game on ESPN. Very seldom do you get an actual game run on the actual.
It's always one of their
standards. It's always you got to go to a certain.
Right.
Right. And I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to push that. It's good for ESPN. But is it good for the NHL? In a sport that needs to have more exposure, I think, you know, conventional exposure. If you're going to start putting them on all these different streamings outlets, I guess that's fine, except that there are a lot of people who don't want to go to that expense to
do it. I feel like since I got on a hockey beat in 1997, I've been looking at and back then writing stories about how the NHL can be more mainstream. At some point, don't we just accept that it's a regional sport and that in the big picture, it's almost like soccer. It's just not going to catch on because people don't really want to watch 3-2, 4-3 games without a lot of scoring. It's hard to watch on TV. It still is. As my dad used to say, growing up, every time he'd walk into the room, which would annoy me, I was watching a Sabres game, I can't see the damn puck. And it's hard to translate to TV. So to me, this means almost nothing. Tell me what your regional numbers are. Your national numbers mean nothing. You're a niche sport, and you always will be.
They have to market their superstars much like the NBA does.
That's what I've been hearing since 97.
But they don't do it.
You really think it'll make a difference if they launch this massive ad campaign with Connor McDavid, who's an unbelievable downer?
talent.
And well, talent, but Downer as a personality.
Does he have no personality?
None whatsoever.
Zero. And that's another thing.
And even if he did, Bob.
You're right about that, they all seem to be afraid to show it.
Even if they had personality, does anybody think a national ad campaign featuring all these hockey players is going to get people to tune in and watch a 3-2 Capitals Sharks game?
It may impact it a little bit. I'm not suggesting it's the only reason why, but it would be helpful to establish rivalries, number one, more so than they do. And I'm not talking about just Pittsburgh, Washington in your own division. I'm talking about bring in Western Conference teams more than one time a year, and try to set it up that way. I don't know how you do it.
I know. That's what my point, though, Ron, is that I feel like I've been talking about this and hockey fans have been talking about this for 30 years. At some point, don't we realize it's a niche sport that's not going to move up in America?
And I don't know that there are any of these people to market. I mean, Sid is very boring, very accessible, but very boring. Mario never liked the limelight. He didn't want to be the face of the league. Who out there is a character?
Do you know why violence?
Ovechkin maybe, but he's,
Fighting is still available in this game because some believe that's the way to get people to watch. But it's been decreased to the point where it very seldom happens. But it's still there. Some people think it should go the other way. You shouldn't have more of it instead of some of the cheap shots
it's a niche sport on the ice.
I know it is.
There's 30 states out there or 25,
how about reducing the number of hockey games? How about reducing the number of teams? How about moving them to
then
areas?
There'll be 40 states that don't want to watch hockey.
Well, I mean getting back into Canada more.
Maybe then, but how does that help American ratings?
I don't know.
And plus, people are cutting cords left and right and watching games. Now, I have to acknowledge not a ton of understanding about how the streaming option thing affects it. Penguins Jesus, which is a good Twitter site, tweets out, as someone who wants to watch games, the NHL does a good job of making it a total headache for fans. Limited local streaming options, other than paying for expensive cable. ESPN Plus only games, but most local games are blacked out. A total mess that they made themselves. So, yeah, that rings true that the NHL has screwed up something else. But even if they were doing it right, Ron, I don't see a day when suddenly people in the 20 states that don't give a crap about hockey are suddenly going to watch it.
I agree. And it is hard to watch on TV still. I mean, remember when they tried that flaming or like the
lit up puck?
I like the
lit up puck with the tail on it.
Yeah, Falsey, you said Sid had something interesting to say.
Yeah, he was apparently at a press conference at these All-Star festivities, and he said that the NHL should return to the 1-8, 2-7, 3-6 format. He said it rewards teams for a regular season better.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah, I like that.
I feel that way. Yeah.
I like that a lot. You see what Connor McDavid.
In this case, the Penguins may, if they finish eighth, they will play one.
Right.
You know?
But do you, what they're trying to get rid of is what they're going to actually have in the first round.
They want the division rivals.
Tampa.
I think it impacts the less travel, too.
Tampa and Toronto will play in a first round matchup. And they're two of the better teams in the NHL. And they're going to go right off the bat. I don't like that idea. I don't. I think you deserve better if you're one of the best teams. This format ensures that you're going to have a really good matchup with two good teams in the very first round.
Actually, the more I think about it, that was the Penguins Capitals a lot of years. I don't mind that. In fact, I think a lot of times you get your best hockey in the first round anyway before everybody's body is beaten
beyond
recognition.
War of attrition, right?
They had some of the greatest series
in
the first
round. Or you beat yourself
up
and then you're out in the second round because you beat yourself up in the first round.
Yeah, I hear that.
You know, here's another thing that I think is interesting. Connor McDavid has come out and said, I don't like shootouts, essentially. I want to see 10-minute 3-on-3. Would you guys go there?
Oh, I love
3-on-3. I think it's great. Some people hate it because of the strategy. They'd rather see 4-on-4. I like open ice, back-and-forth drama.
I love it, too. I don't know how many games there would be 10 minutes long.
That's his point. You'd avoid it because somebody would score.
These guys don't want to play forever, though, either. You don't want to ask them to play 70 minutes.
You know what they do. Coaches will go to this basically six guys over and over and over. You have to expand your bench in overtime. You'd have to let,
I think it's one of the most exciting things in sports, even though I know it's not, it's not typical hockey, legitimate hockey, but it's so damn exciting.
Very exciting.
When it's, So much end-to-end action.
I think that's one of the best things the NHL has ever done.
I see less of that these days, and it's because coaches are starting to choke the life out of that.
They readjust and take it out of the zone.
Yeah, it's not constant action.
It is.
It's a sudden burst. It's not. It's a sudden burst of action
but
mixed in with long stretches of no action. That's the way I see it.
I mean, at some point you have to, again, because of the wear and tear on some of these guys, you're going to have to withdraw from the zone and regroup.
I like the shootout because it's the one thing that hockey coaches feel helpless over and can't get involved in and try to choke the life out of like they do everything else. They're one of the big reasons that hockey, if we want to talk about why hockey can't take off, it's because the Penguins beat the Sharks 7-6, and instead of people loving it, they all hate it and parrot what the coaches say. Oh, they're never going to win like this. They can't win seven. Wait, don't we want 7-6 games? You want this league to take off in America. That's what you want. But everybody's been conditioned to talk like coaches. That's sloppy. They play no defense. So what? It was great. It was entertaining. But the coaches for all of hockey and every other sport have completely they coach defense. They coach to wreck offenses. Right. That's why the NFL legislates all the time. Offense. The NBA's back to – they have a 50-point scorer every night. The NHL, while scoring is up, can't get there. They just can't get there. We see a wonderful game, 7-6, and all anybody wants to do is complain about it.
Well, first of all, the 7-6 is exciting because I'm a big believer that you don't necessarily have to have goals. You have to have scoring chances. You can't snuff those away. You have to have games in which you're going up and down, but goalies are making saves, and it's still exciting action. If you get traps a lot, which a lot of people like because it does give you an opportunity to secure a lead, I think that sucks the life out of a game. So, I don't know. But you're right. We've been talking about this for an awful long time.
I just think at some point we just need to accept that.
But I always
it's never going to be a mainstream sport in America. It just isn't.
People see it in person, understand the excitement that are in person. It's as wonderful a sport to watch as there is.
I agree
on
with
television.
You.
It has a hard time translating. It just doesn't, and I don't know why. With all the technology involved, that they can't provide more, but they just can't. It doesn't.
Isn't it like soccer though? I mean, that's where I disagree with you. For me, I love games with end-to-end action, even if it's 3-2. But I think for people who are new
scoring.
To a sport,
they want
to see goals.
Right. And that's why soccer to me, and I mean, I'm certainly not an aficionado of soccer. I find it boring.
So do I.
Other people think it's tremendous.
I like soccer a lot. I appreciate what those guys do and the strategy involved with what takes place. But I understand that. It's the Americanization of a sport that needs to happen. They had it, you know, and I remember I'm sure you guys do too, the Pittsburgh Spirit, the indoor soccer team.
Yeah.
That was like sort of pinball and soccer meshed together, where balls are ricocheting all over the place, and you would get 10-9 games, you know. And it actually worked there for a while. They had some pretty good crowds at the Civic Arena for those.
See, I don't think I ever went to one of those.
But it was more of what I think you're saying needs to happen. It's more action and goals. So... I don't know.
Did either of you...
Do you like arena football? One of the few who likes arena football.
Didn't go to that either.
No, I mean,
I loved arena
out.
Football.
I can't watch any
it
more
It had
football.
Quick action. There was a lot of stuff going on.
It's coming back, Bob.
I know it is.
Matty's all excited about this. He talked about this last week. He's thrilled that it's coming back.
I think it's fun.
Remember Snorts Herring? Joe Herring?
Yeah. Joe Herring, the coach.
Snorts was his nickname, right?
Snortsy. So,
how about rugby's coming to Pittsburgh? There's a rugby team.
Maybe it'll
over at Highmark Stadium.
Well, see, I was going to make a joke about outdrawing the NHL. In Pittsburgh, people love hockey because the Penguins win. As soon as they lose, they won't love it so much. But the ratings here are amazing.
Just like Buffalo.
Right. It's just a regional sport. Right. If you have a team, for the most part, you probably are watching. Although even markets that have teams sometimes get crappy ratings in the NHL. It's not going to change. Ron, ever.
No, you're right. It is a regional niche sport, as you said.
You and I and Bob talked, I think, a couple different times about these new hip drop tackles in the NFL.
Cam I didn't
Hayward,
like it. I didn't like it at all.
The league is going to look at it. They're
Cam Hayward
look at it.
Has weighed in. We'll talk about that next on something new in the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.